Our next topic is an interesting one, slightly icky and uncomfortable, but a really important one because it affects so many people. Are you struggling with an injury, maybe a break or a cut or an infection? Well, as bad as the initial injury is, many of us forget that the wound it causes can give us trouble for many months, even years later. Hayley Ryan is a wound care nurse and a Awabakal woman from Newcastle, and she's with me now. Hayley, hello to you.
Hello, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely our pleasure, Hayley. But when I was reading the information about wounds, I was shocked by the statistics. These hard-to-heal wounds, something like 450,000 Australians live with them every year. And this is the other amazing thing, the cost, $6.6 billion to our health budget. I mean, why is this something we're not really aware of, that the seriousness of these wounds that people are living with for a very long time?
Yeah, what a great question. Firstly, we know that not many people talk about it. You mentioned at the start it's a little bit icky, it's a little bit gross, and we don't talk about it enough. You know, we're trying to raise awareness, hence our Wounds Australia Wounds Awareness Week this week, to raise that awareness, drive the initiative, and really talk to those people in the community that may have a wound and know what to do when it's just not looking right, because we know that these can be impactful, can change quality of life. And I've known patients who have had wounds for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, living with wounds.
Those figures, I mean, that time frame, I just find it staggering. Why? Why are there these wounds that can keep on going on for 30, 40 years?
Yeah, it's a little multifaceted. Firstly, there's not enough wound clinicians out there. And the problem with that is that means there's a lack of knowledge about wounds, there's a lack of how to treat the wounds, and there's the cost. You've mentioned the $6.6 billion. We think that's an underestimate. If you think about a normal person with a wound, it may cost them anywhere between $300 to $1,000 per week to treat these wounds. And so that's a massive issue.
So can you generally describe to us, Hayley, what sort of injury is going to cause a wound, a worse wound? Or is it really just down to the individual, just how you react or recover from an injury?
Well, it's a number of things. It's, you know, what kind of other disease processes do you have? Maybe you have a circulation issue. Maybe you're living with diabetes. We know that a lot of people living with diabetes will suffer at times from diabetic ulcers that can worsen. We know that people with compromised veins can have issues with blood flow back to the heart and pumping back down to get that circulation. And we know that people that may have mobility issues, for example, can suffer from things like pressure injuries if they can't move themselves. So there's a number of things that can cause a wound from happening. One of the things we always talk about is recognising the signs, recognising them early, and treating them.
Right, okay. I'm chatting to Hayley Ryan. We're talking about wounds. She's a wound care nurse who has seen some wounds go on for 20, 30, 40 years, which just sounds unbelievable and terrible for the person that lives with the wound. I mean, the effect on an individual, Hayley.
Again, multifaceted. You know, we can see that the life stripped away from them, their quality of life changes, their mental health changes. We start to see people not wanting to leave their homes because of fear of, if I go down and do my general grocery shopping and the fluid that comes out of these wounds seeps through the dressing, I'll be embarrassed. And so they become very isolated. So there's so many issues when it comes to wounds.
Right. So if there are people listening that have wounds or are in these situations, what's the best thing they can do to get better treatment, get that support and get that confidence back?
Yeah, look, recognise the signs early. If there's any redness, excessive heat, if there's more pain than usual, if there's more fluid and maybe the fluid or what we would call exudate is starting to turn green, maybe there's a bit of an odour, please get a referral early. Speak to your GP, speak to the pharmacist, find a specialist in your area.
Now, Jess has just texted in, Hayley, I ended up with a tropical ulcer from a very minor puncture wound I sustained in Bali from a bird sitting on my arm. Its claw penetrated my skin. It just didn't clear up by itself and developed a weird ring around it. Luckily, she was able to treat it with antibiotic cream. So that was good she got onto it. But this is the thing, you can't leave these things, can you, Hayley?
Absolutely not. You've got to get it checked out. And, you know, just the example you gave then, we've got other bacteria involved, and that's why you really need a specialist on your side. And that's why we are promoting Wound Awareness Week with our federal politicians who have really supported us and have now realised the benefit of prevention and management of wounds in a quicker way. They've offered the $50 million or close to $50 million for a consumable scheme, which we are so grateful to see. After 30 years of lobbying, we are actually starting to see and recognise wounds as an absolute top health priority.
Yeah, it's important. Some terrible experiences and that you've shared with us there, Hayley. Thanks for making us more aware of this as well. Hayley Ryan, who is a wound care nurse, and it is Wound Awareness Week, and it's important that the government, yeah, has topped up those funds. So make sure that you don't let anything go, because it can get so much worse.